seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners. I'm your host, Mehdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and Imam Musa al-Kazim was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. We find in the various books in which Islamic historians and biographers have written extensively that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam's personality was full of noble qualities such as generosity. And so historians have unanimously agreed that Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was the most generous of the people, and he was the greatest among the people when it came to giving to the needy. It is said that his purses were proverbial, so that the people had said, "We wonder at him to whom Musa's purses come, while he would still complain of poverty." And so, generosity is one of those noble qualities which can be seen clearly in the beautiful personality of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. These, dear friends, are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام وقد سئل عن الكبائر: هل تخرج من الإيمان؟ نعم، وما دون الكبائر. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله: لا يزني الزاني وهو مؤمن، ولا يسرق السارق وهو مؤمن.
Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, when asked about the grave sins and whether they expel one from faith, replied, "Yes." And when asked about other than grave sins, stated, "The Prophet stated, an adulterer would never commit adultery whilst still a believer, and a thief would never steal while still a believer."
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us on the program. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So when talking about these beautiful dialogues and these conversations of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam, we find that there is a very interesting tradition where Imam al-Kazim, peace be upon him, he warns his Shias against taking part in the government of Harun al-Rashid, and he warns his Shias to not undertake a job within the governmental establishment of Harun al-Rashid, the Abbasid Caliph. So Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam says to Ziyad bin Salama, O Ziyad, if I was thrown down a tremendous height and cut into pieces, it would be more lovable to me than that I undertook a work for them, the Abbasids, or walked on a carpet of a man from them, the Abbasids. So we find, dear friends, that Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam resisted and opposed Harun al-Rashid's government with this kind of intense resistance, because following someone such as Harun al-Rashid would efface justice. It would change the laws of Allah. It would erase the truth. It would give life to falsehood, and it would destroy Islam. It is for this reason that Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam made it forbidden for his Shias to cooperate with Harun al-Rashid, the Abbasid caliph, and his governmental apparatus. But Imam al-Kadhim excluded those very few people who, via their jobs, could save the Muslims from oppression and tyranny and could grant the needs of the believers. This kind of job that could save the Muslims from oppression and tyranny and help to grant the needs of the believers and the safety of the believers was regarded as lawful by Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam, as can be seen in his conversations with Ali bin Yaqdeen. So, a beautiful lesson here that we learn from this dialogue of Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, that we should be very wary of working for a tyrannical and oppressive government to the extent that we can. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the program Dialogue. I'm Attar, the producer of this program, and at this moment I want you to listen to a shorter speech by Sheikh Abbas Mirza about Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
They say that when Imam was taken into prison by Harun Rashid, he was persecuted, and eventually to the extent that there are different narrations that we have, but one of the most famous one in regards to his shahadat was that he was given that poison. When Imam was given that poison, all alone in that prison, and as they say that whenever the Imam suffers, they remember their grandmother, Fatimatuz Zahra salamullah alayha, Imam Hussein alayhi salam the same, Imam Radha alayhi salam the same, Imam Musa Kazim alayhi salam, because Hazrat Fatimatuz Zahra salamullah alayha is hujjat upon the Imams. She is the point of reference. Imam given that poison and he is suffering, and eventually nobody there to really aid and assist the Imam in this prison all alone. Where is Imam Radha? Where are others, the close ones? And he dies, and when he dies, when he becomes shaheed, the body is covered with the cloth. And two guards were called to really lift the body and to take out of this prison to another chamber. When they wanted to lift the body, they said that it is so heavy. Why is this body so heavy? When they removed the cloth from this body, they saw the Imam in chains. This was the only Imam who was prison and who became shaheed in chains. Other Imams were given poison. Other Imams became shaheed by sword or by poison. But other Imams, when they became shaheed, they were not in chains.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.